Together, we ask God's guidance.
我们一起跪下祷告, 求神的带领。
Let's all kneel down, pray together.
我们一起跪下祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书第五章。
From verse 16 to 22. Galatians chapter 5, verse from 16. But I say the work by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh. 17.
17节.
For the flesh sets its desire against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are the opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things that you please. 18. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. 19. Then now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality. Verse 20.
20.
Adultery, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, outburst of anger, dispute, dissensions, dissensions and factions. 21. The envyings, the darkness, caressings, and things like this, of which I forewarned you, just as I have forewarned you that the those who practice such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, and patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Later, Paul, you mentioned about the importance of our the fruit of Spirit.
这里保罗提到 圣灵结果子的重要性.
The fruit of Spirit is a following of a desire of the Holy Spirit. Then, as a result, bring this force of this fruit.
圣灵所结的果子就是我们 这些 根据神给我们的信心，让我们可以结出来的.
If we not watch over ourselves, naturally our flesh reflections or our natural desire coming out first.
如果我们不这样做的话，那我们内心自己的情欲就会出来。
But if we are one step slow down, and then we can have a forbearing spirit and spirit of the patient, then we eventually we can learn about the Christian life to be blessed.
如果我们能够结出圣灵的果子，尤其是忍耐的话，那我们的生命就会被祝福。
So bearing the fruit, it takes some time.
结出圣灵的果子需要时间。
Maybe 5-10 years.
可能五年、十年。
But it is precious. Once it started bearing the fruit, then we can learn the sweetness of a fruit of spirit.
但是这是非常宝贵的。如果我们开始能够结果子，那我们就能够体会到结果子的这些乐喜乐。
That's why, because we have to continue to pray to reflect ourselves, close our eyes, look at ourselves.
那这就要求我们要不断的祷告，能够反省我们自己。
Because the flesh, the desire within us, always within there to always have tempted us, trying to be a challenge to us.
我们内心的这种情欲会一直是我们的一种挑战。
So today, because we talk about the fruit that he mentioned about the patient.
这里讲到圣灵所结的果子有一项是忍耐。
Now we find that the little children have no patience.
我们看到小孩子没有忍耐。
Their expression is right away whether they express their anger and frustrations, whatever they express, what they're at that moment, their feelings.
小孩子他们不懂得掩饰自己的情绪，他们所表现出来的就是他们心中所想的。
But Christian life is different.
但是我们基督徒的生命是不一样的。
Which is that this is we so called unripened character.
那这就
kids have that.
就是说，可能小孩子有的这种性格是我们所
没有。But once we with the word of God, we cultivate ourselves with the prayer.
如果我们领受了神的话，我们自己不断的灵修。
Sometimes we have gone through the like a trial too.
有的时候我们也可能会经历一些试炼。
Then our character to be molded to be like a Christ.
那我们的生命也能够被磨练，就像神一样，就像耶稣一样。
Then we can learn the importance of this patient, which is well similar, but I want to explain the same thing as a patient and endurance.
那这就我们就能够认识到什么叫做忍耐。
6 years ago.
六年前。
I start to do the Sudoku.
我开去。
It's a Sudoku. It's a fun. Fun to play.
Oh, it's 玩一种游戏。
Why I start to play this Sudoku? There's a reason.
为什么我玩这个是有原因的
？Because at that time I was assigned to Chicago for my one term for 6 years.
我当时是在芝加哥住牧。
So every time I have to fly to fly go and back, so it takes 4 hours to fly to Chicago.
当时要花我4个小时的时间从芝加哥飞到这边。
Because I have seen that my mother-in-law play sometimes.
我看到我的岳母有的时候也在玩。
So I never thought about this because you sit down there, you know, just you think about very, very seriously, put the number 1 to 9. You know, it's not that much attract to me.
我一开始想呢，我就想说，如果坐到那里，记住把1到9这个数字放到这些里面是没有意思的。
But then once I flew to the Chicago, then I have to kill some time too.
当我在飞往芝加哥的这个过程当中，我就想说，我要消磨一点这些时间。
So I in my pad, I downloaded this one.
我用我的iPad 就开始下载了这个游戏。
So I start with the beginners, you know.
我就从最基础的开始。
Oh, it's quite fun.
还是很有意思的。
Number 1 to 9 is very fun.
1到9非常有意思。
You know, you can put it in there in a corner to corner.
你就放到那边从角对角。
But once you move on to the next level intermediate, then you have to think a little more.
当你到更高的等级的时候，你就要想更多。
It takes longer.
就花很更长的时间。
Sometimes you're frustrated.
有的时候你会感觉非常的失意。
Sometimes because you thought you match most of them, but one or two seems like it doesn't work. That means the whole thing you have to do it again.
有的时候你觉得你做的对，但是有一两个数字它是不对，所以你就要把整个都重新做。
Undo everything and come back to empty everything. Then I have to do it again.
我重新做完之后还要再重新做一次，因为还是不对。
Because this work is slowly improving from the beginner to intermediate and to the advanced.
当你不断的你的等级提升的时候。
Its reward was great.
那它的奖赏是非常好的。
Because once I finish the first game,
当我完成第一次游戏
的时候。Then it gives me 1 hour sound sleep in the airplane. It is awesome.
就让我再吃。
Because using your brain for focus on, and after that one game finished, wow, quite relaxing, then I can sleep.
让我可以多花一个小时来睡觉，因为玩完一个游戏会很累，所以我就可以有更多的时间来。
I only do this game while I'm flying, but since I come back, I never play anyway.
我只是在飞机上玩，从我回来之后我就没再玩过。
The one thing I learned from the Sudoku.
在我这个数独的游戏里面，我认识到。
You cannot right away to the you know advance you know blank. You can add it to the number. You cannot do that.
你不可能一下子就到最高的等级。
In order to the beginner to all the way up to the advance, it takes some time.
你要从最基础的开始，一步步的往上走。
Sometimes you have to bear you know the frustration also.
有的时候你要处理这些很失意的情况。
But once you get there, you can see the number how can it works.
当你到达那个地步的时候，你就能够看到这些数字是如何排列的。
Endurance is the same thing.
那忍耐也是同样的道理。
Once we learn the endurance,
当我们学到忍耐的时候
，Sometimes we think this is the God's will.
有时候我们认为哦，这是神的旨意。
And then we can jump into the we think we're doing it.
我们就马上进入这个里面，我们觉得这是神的旨意。
Maybe at the beginning we say we prayed.
一开始我们说我们在祷告。
But we have to ask ourselves.
但是我们要问我们自己。
God answered to us.
让神回答我们。
In our prayer, really, God answered us to show the way.
在我们祷告当中，用神来回答我们。
But many times we think the first prayer is enough, then no, or second prayer is enough, that we jump into what we are praying.
有的时候我们觉得我们一两个祷告是非常有效，我们就直接加入到这个里面。
It was amazing that you know the Nehemiah, the when he was in the what a Persia at that what changed from the Babylon, and because there he heard about the you know the burned out the gate of the Jerusalem and the wall is still as a situation of the you know desolated.
当尼希米听到以色列的城墙、耶路撒冷的城墙以及城门都被毁坏的时候
，and then he started to pray.
他就开始祷告。
This prayer is continue until God answered to his prayer.
这个祷告一直在继续，一直到神回答了他。
So it takes 4 months his prayer to be answered.
让花了四个月的时间，神才听从他的祷告。
He never moved first, but he waiting for the God's answer.
他从来没有自己先行动，他是等候神的旨意。
But when he continue to pray about this matter, so he wants to help you know this matter. So one day he wants to go back to the Jerusalem to rebuild the wall and the gate.
当他不断的祷告，他就认识到他想要做这件事情，他想要回到耶路撒冷重新建神的圣
城。But he never initiate first, but let the God can initiate.
他从来没有自己先做决定，他是让神来先做。
It requires 4 months of patience and endurance.
那要求有四个月的忍耐。
This is the wisdom of God.
这就是神的智慧。
When King look at Nehemiah's face.
当国王看到尼希米的脸
，Why you have a why you it seems like your face is you know not you know the joyful faith. What's wrong within your faith?
他看到尼希米的脸，就说你脸看起来不是很高兴。
Nehemiah find out that is the moment God answered. He knew that.
当那个时刻，他就知道这是神听从了他的祷告。
If Nehemiah haven't prayed for so far 4 months,
如果尼希米没有祷告这么长的时间
，He never detected that is the chance that God respond to him.
他可能不会意识到那就是神给他的机会。
But because he prayed for 4 months with full of endurance,
因为他通过这四个月忍耐的祷告
，So he knows that that is the God's answer for his prayer.
他知道那是神对他祷告的回答。
So the he get the opportunity, and then so that he can have a great chance, he can request all the actually all the materials, all the people, and all his people can go to the Jerusalem to rebuild the wall.
他就抓住了这个机会，他就向国王来要求所有的人力与财力，这样的话他就能够回到耶路撒冷来重建城墙。
If you go back to you know Luke Nehemiah, you read one chapter 1 to 3, you can find that.
如果你读尼希米记的话，你就能够发现这一点。
It's much better result, more fruitful. Instead of he initiated ask king, but actually king ask him is the given chance to him.
与其说是他自己去向国王去求，国王先问他，这样的话能够有更好的结果。
Sometimes God answer to us to the right point of the time.
神给我们回答，都是在最需要的时候。
So this is the wisdom. Do not act first.
这就是告诉我们要不要自己先做决定行动。
Wait for God's time.
等候神的时机。
The result is better.
那结果就会更好。
Outcome is much better.
那我们最后的结果会更好。
Because in your life, like in a college life.
在你大学的生活当中，
It is the best time to you can pray about your life.
是你为自己生命祷告最好的时候。
Maybe a lot of issue for your future, right?
可能你对你的未来有很多的问题。
You can think about your college now. So you talk. Maybe you think about your major.
可能你想你要再念什么科系。
And then you think about your future, your job, your career.
你想你未来以后要做什么？
You have to be very careful each one of this actually.
你可能我们要对每一项都非常的小心。
Of course, sometimes you know the job later on, even college and job, you know this is a come out in front of you. Then you have to pray about it.
可能有时候大学跟工作都摆在了你的面前，但是你还是要为这件事情来祷告。
Is that the job that I can take it or not? You have to ask to God.
这你就要问神，这是神要让我做的工作吗？
Maybe after 4-5 months later, another better job may be coming too.
可能四五个月之后你会发现有更好的工作。
Or actually, God prepared for you, but let you to wait for you can ask God for during this time, but you don't.
可能神为你预备了更好的。他想让你等候他的旨意，但是你没有向神祷告来等候。
You cannot have the best one, but you only can have a second best.
你不能够有最好的，你可能有第二好的。
All the matters is the same thing. When you later on, when you in the course of the finding out your spouse,
这所有的事情都是一样的，在你找到人生伴侣的这个过程当中。
It's a great investment.
这是一个非常大的投资。
Because I mentioned that there's no guarantee.
可能没有保证。
But Once you find that within the same faith,
如果你能够在同这在找到同样的信仰
，already 50% is approved. 50% already to be guaranteed.
50%已经是确定。
But eventually, once you through the prayer,
可能通过你不断的祷告
，God guides you to find the letter your spouse.
神会带领你找到你的伴侣。
Then it becomes a true blessing.
那这就是真正的祝福。
It all requires our patience.
这都要求我们要忍耐。
Until what God lead our life to be the right way and the right one for you.
只等到神带领我们走那个正确的路。
When you look at the Bible, there's one that some failing history that about the Israelites.
以色列人在历史当中有很多失败的例子。
This is the Numbers.Chapter 14.
在民数记的十四章。
The Numbers chapter 14.
民数记十四章。
Chapter 14 from verse 36.
十四章从三十六节开始。
I think it's 39 is faster. 39.
三十九节。
Numbers chapter 14 from verse 39.
民数记十四章三十九节。
Then when Moses spoke these words to all the sons of Israel, the people mourned greatly. In the morning, however, they rose up early and went up to the ridge of the hill country, saying, "Here we are. We have indeed sinned, but we will go up to the place which the Lord has promised." Verse 41.
41.
But Moses said, "Why then are you transgressing the commandment of the Lord when it will not succeed?" The year that at this time the 12 spies they came back from the 40 days of spying and came back to report to the Israelites.
这时候十二个探子已经从迦南地回来。
We know the 10 of them they report a negative report.
十个人当中报不好的信息。
But they all died the one that spot there.
但他们都死掉了。
So 36 and 37 they mention about that.
36, 37节提到这里。
And only the Joshua and Caleb they all survived.
只有约书亚跟加勒活下来。
So this time the people of Israel they know that what they have done is wrong, so they know that it is they sin against God.
这时候以色列人知道他们做错了，他们向神犯罪了。
So they say since the God's will is let us go up there to take over this promised land, let us to go.
神的旨意是让我们去。那个 却让我们夺取迦南地，那我们就去。
Even verse 40, they admitted they made it wrong.
四十节他就说他们自己做错。
But Moses said, "Don't go."
但摩西说不要去。
This one cannot be.And it will not succeed.
这是不能顺利的。
Why? Because God do not go with you.
因为神不与他们同在。
So, verse 42.
42.
Do not go up. The least you be struck down before your enemies, for the Lord is not among you. So here, the Moses, you know, the advice to them, don't go up.
摩西告诉他们不要去上去。
Because once you go up, then there's an enemy there to strike you down.
你上去的话，你的敌人就会消灭你们。
Verse 44 says, "But they still went up the heedlessly to the ridge of the hill country." It says.
四十四节，他们却还是善感上去。
But Moses do not let the ark go with them.
但是神并没有与他们同在。
So indeed, they on the way the hillside, they struck down by the Amalekites and the Canaanites.
在他们上去的过程当中，他们就被迦南人、亚玛利人打下了。
Ultimately, it is God's will that these people go up there to take over the land.
一开始的时候是神的旨意，告诉他们要上去夺取迦南地。
But the moment there, it is not God's will.
但是在后来的时候，就不是神的旨意，不是神的时
间。God already changes plan for the Israelites.
因为神已经为以色列人改变他的计划。
But God wants to train them for these 40 years.
神要训练他们四十年。
This kind of the story gives us a lot of encouragement and a lot of information for Christian life.
这个故事就给我们作为基督徒的生活有很多的教训。
So it is important that we have to be patient for our life.
这就告诉我们要在我们生活当中有耐心。
Let the God can work with us.
这样的话，神就会与我们同工。
So the concept is here is that we walk with God.
这就告诉我们说，我们要与神同工。
So God is walk and I walk with Him.
神与我们同行，那我们就与跟神一起走。
It requires a lot of cultivation, train ourselves.
这需要很多的灵修来训练我们自己。
We can call the spiritual domesticate. It's not spiritual. Well, you know the training the dog. What do you call it? Team training the dog. Dog training.If you do not train your dog and bring outside, they are the one the boss to always go first. Do you know that?
如果你不训练你的
dog, yeah.
如果你不训练你的狗的话，那你的狗出去之后就会自己乱跑。
So, I'm sure if you have a dog, you know that.
如果你有狗的话，你会知道。
Because they never look at you, your eyes.
它从来不会看你。
Because they do not train.
因为他们没有被训练。
So that's why they need leashes to pull them.
所以你要用绳子来绑住它。
So once they go out, it seems like whole outside of their world. So they go first.
如果他们出来之后，他们就向往自己往外冲。
But if the dog is trained, it's different.
如果这个狗被训练的话，它是不一样的。
Dog never go by on self, but always look at the master's eyes because being trained.
因为被训练过的狗，它不会自己乱冲，它会跟看它的主人。
So the master go, and then the next to you, then it walk together.
主人走的话，这个狗才会跟它一起走。
Because the dog trained.
因为它是被训练过的。
So they know how to walk with the master.
它知道怎样与主人一起走。
It requires it's not at one time, but two, three, four, five times continue to train.During this time, that the dog can learn how can follow the master.
这不是一蹴而就的事情，这需要很多的训练。
So the Christian life, we come to the Lord, and that we through our daily life and through the Christian life, we continue to be trained ourselves.
在我们信仰的旅程当中，我们要不断的被训练。
So the patience is maybe we can think about a few points.
我们想忍耐的话，有大概这么几点。
The patient is control our emotion.
忍耐的话，就是要控制我们的情绪。
We find out nowadays a lot of marriage couple end up to be broken. We know that.
我们看到现在有很多结婚之后的人，他们后来选择离婚。
Five couple married and two couple end up to be divorced.
五个结婚的夫妇有两个就结婚，有两个就离婚。
If you find out the read an article, why it happened to them?
如果你想要寻找这个原因
，many times because they cannot control their emotion.
很多的时候是因为他们不能控制他们的情绪。
And it's very interesting nowadays because some people that the some couple they talk about the politics end up they divorce one of the foolish way divorce but anyway. anyway.
非常有趣的事情就是有夫妻两个人在讨论政治的时候可能就会导致他们最后离婚。
Oh, who killed this president, that president? Who cares?
谁当总统根本就不关我的事。
They're not related my life.
他不会影响我的生活。
But you and me is important things.
你跟我才是最重要的。
But they're fighting end up to divorce anyway.
他们争吵后来就离婚。
Many of them are actually very intellectual people.
他们可能是非常聪明的人。
Control our emotion.
控制我们的情绪。
Let's turn to the Proverbs chapter 12.
我们翻开箴言十二章。
Proverbs chapter 12 verse 16.
十二章十六节。
Proverbs chapter 12 verse 16.
箴言十二章十六节。
A fool's vexation is known at once.But a prudent man concealed the dishonor. The verse 16 is that the foolish man actually they express their anger right away.
这里说愚妄的人恼怒立时显露。
They never wait for the control their emotion.
他从来不会等待或者是控制他的情绪。
Many times, it doesn't mean that people who get angry and then about some issue, their expression, the inside of the content is wrong. I'm not saying that.Maybe their content is right.
经常会自己表露情绪的人，不代表他的内心是不好。
But once express with the emotion of the anger, then it cannot stand.
当你用情绪来表达你想表达的内容的时候，它就不会好。
We have to learn to control emotion.
那我们就要学会控制我们的情绪。
So the Proverbs chapter 15 verse 1 says, "A gentle answer turns away wrath."
箴言十五章第一节就说到回答柔和使怒消。
But a harsh word stirs up the anger.
言语暴力触动怒气。
So we have to control our anger.
我们需要控制我们的脾气。
The one time we talked, well, at a few years ago in Houston, we talked to our little kids, you know, E2, we talked about the anger issue.
在几年前的时候，我教少年班的时候讲到过关于生气的问题。
Hi, my little friends.
我跟我的朋友。
Sometimes we get angry, right?
有的时候我会很生气。
Yes,
经常的。
So, what are we gonna do? How can help ourselves?
如果我们怎么做，我们怎么来帮助自己
？There is a very, very simple formula that help us.
有一个很简单的方法。
Very simple. When you feel that you inside you feel anger in your you know inside of you.
当你感觉非常生气的时候。
The moment you say, one Mississippi, two Mississippi.
然后你就唱这首歌。
So once you reach to 10, that's all you forget about it.
当你唱到十的时候，你就会忘记这件事情。
The kids say, that's right. They agree with me.
那小孩子就很说。
So the life, think about it. Anger actually our choice.
其实我们想一想，生气是我们的选择。
Most of the time, once the things issue coming into us,
当有的时候事情临到我们身上。
Actually, split second, at that time, we can decide it actually. Have you noticed that?
其实，在那个时间，我们是不能。
The moment comes into there is an issue coming in that it disturbs you or to you know to your emotion. That time, you can make a decision at that time.
当事情临到你的时候，你那个挑动你的情绪，那你在那个时刻就不要做决定。
So、that moment you have to pray.
在那个时候，你就要祷告。
Whether I stir myself up to get anger, to express or to keep it.
我或是让自己继续生气，或者让自己平静下来。
So the moments we have to think about it, most of the time, anger doesn't help us. Anger cannot fulfill the righteousness of God.
那我们就要想，生气不能够帮助我们解决问题，也不能够成全神的旨意。
Moses, he was a great man. He's the man of actually meekness, actually.
这里摩西是一个谦卑柔和的人。
But Once he anger expressed to the Israelites,
当他生气向以色列人发作的时候
，But that time because the Israelites they complained to God.
因为当时的以色列人向神抱怨。
But what the Moses anger is nothing wrong. Actually, his anger is come from you know from the God's point of view.
其实摩西生气并没有错，是因为他是站在神的角度去。
But God never asked him to strike the two times in order by his step to the.To the rock to bring the water out.
但是神没有命令他击打磐石出水。
But so the after they strike the two times to the rock, the water coming out.
当他击打磐石之后，水就出来了。
It is that the water coming out, so all the people of Israel, they drink the water.
当水出来之后，所有的以色列人都有在喝水。
But God showed up to Moses personally.
但是神单独的向摩西显现。
And let's turn to Numbers chapter 20.
我们看民数记的二十章。
Numbers chapter 20 verse from 11.
二十章从十一节开始。
Numbers chapter 20 from verse 11.
二十章十一节。
Then Moses lifted up his hands and struck the rocks twice with his rod, and the water came forth abundantly, and the congregation and the deer, the beast, drink. At this time, all the people of Israel, they received God's grace.
当时所有的以色列人都领受了神的恩典。
But then the verse 12, at that time the Lord God,speak to Moses and Aaron, he is saying.
但是十二节就说到神对摩西亚伦说
Because you have not believed me to treat me as a holy in the sight of the son of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this assembly into the land which I have given them.
十二节说因为你们不信我不在以色列人眼前尊我为圣所以你们必不得领这会众进我所赐给他们的地区。
This is a very painfulthe word from the Lord to the Moses.
这是从神来的非常痛苦的话。
Because of this, you cannot go into to the land.
因为这件事你就不能够进我所赐给他
们的地。Such kind of the spiritual man like Moses.
可能像摩西这么属灵的人。
Enough reason to get angry at that moment, but what the actions that came out of the anger is not to glorify the name of God.
可能生气的原因是正确的，但是他的生气所产生的行为并不荣耀神。
So no matter what circumstance we're situated,
不管当时的情况如何
，that we have to control our emotion,
我们必须要控制我们的情绪
，and also we can control our heart,
我们也要控制我们的心。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 4.
我们看箴言第四章。
Proverbs chapter 4, verse
箴言四章。
23. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23.
箴言四章二十三节。
And watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life. In the other verse, the wise man says, watch over your heart with all diligence.
这里是说你要保守你的心。
We have to always watch over our heart.
我们要保守我们的心
，because the nature of a flesh, we easily to be swing to the right and left.
因为我们肉体的关系，我们有时候会左右摇摆。
And also, and at the same time, that our heart easily can be tempted, by our own flesh.
可能我们的心会被我们自己的肉体所引诱。
So it is important we can watch over our heart. Do not let our heart to lean on to the right or left.
所以我们要保守我们的心，不让我们的心左右摇摆。
So let the word of God to be secure our heart.
求神的话保守我们的心。
So the verse 23, the mention the wise man said, for from it flow the spring of life.
二十三节说到，因为一生的果效是由心发出。
Another thing is we talk about, you know, talk about our flesh desire.
有的时候我们讨论关于我们肉体的情欲。
Because desire the given to us, this is since we are came from the dust.
因为我们从泥土而来。
Not only because of the we grown up to be, you know, we live in this society with a full of sin actually.
我们生活在是一个非常罪恶的时候。
So the desire is it's more and more actually the stronger.
我们的情欲欲望是非常强烈的。
Especially our, you know, like your age, we have to be careful.
特别是像我们的年纪，特别是像我们的年纪，必须要非
常注意。Sometimes, without knowing that our nature keep on walking toward to the sinful world.
如果我们不注意的话，我们不断的向这个罪恶的世界靠近。
So we have to watch over our step.
我们要保守我们的脚步。
And so we do not let our heart to expose to the sin.
我们不要让我们的心暴露在这些罪恶之中。
And then we have to keep our humility.
我们还要保持谦卑。
Listen to First Peter chapter 4.
看彼得前书第四章。
First Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书第五章。
First Peter chapter 5 verse 5 and 6.
第五节第六节。
Chapter 5 verse 5 and 6, First Peter. You younger men, likewise be subject to your elders, and all of you clothe yourselves with the humility toward one another. For God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Verse 6.
第六节。
The humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hands of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time. And the elder Peter, the apostle Peter mentioned that you younger men likewise be subject to your elder.
这里彼得提到你们年幼的要顺服年长的。
I think many times young people's idea is more creative.
有的时候我们知道年幼的人更有想象力。
Young people's ideas are more, in a sense, maybe, in many cases, maybe better than elders possible.
有的时候可能年轻人的想法也比 年长的人要好一些。
Because nowadays I know the people's young people receive more information and higher education.
因为年轻的人有更好的教育，接受更多的信息。
But we have to know sometimes because inexperience.
但是有的时候因为我们没有经验。
But many times elderly advice can help us.
年长的人的建议对我们是非常重要的。
And so,It's important that we can obtain the humility.
所以对于我们来说，保持谦卑是非常重要的。
The in Korea, there's things about this 70 years son always because 90 years mother always told them to the son.
可能有一个70岁的儿子，那个90岁的妈妈跟他讲
，When you cross the street, you have to be careful because car coming.
因为当你过马路的时候，你要小心，因为车会来。
70 years son say, of course, mom, I have to careful. Thank you, mom, for giving me advice.
这个七十岁的儿子就说：“谢谢你给我这个建议。”
Seventy years son say, I will follow what you say.
那个七十岁的儿子就说：“我会遵守你所说的做。”
This is sounds like very nonsense, but many times it happened.
可能这对我们来说没有什么意义，但是有的时候它会发生。
We show our respect to our elderly.
我们要对我们年长的人表示尊重。
This is our God designed us all our in the all the our relationship.
这是神所建立的一种关系。
And this is the way we can have a peaceful family.
这样的话，我们就有一个和平的家庭。
This is the way our happiness, we can the joy within our family too.
这样我们的家庭就会有喜乐。
So humility.
所以谦卑。
Humility is always the key to success of our Christian life.
谦卑是我们在基督徒生命当中成功的关键。
When we know the Lord Jesus throughout his time,
我们看主耶稣他的生命
he learned the humility.
他就非常的谦卑。
He grown up under the Joseph and the Mary.
他是玛利亚跟约瑟的儿子。
Because physically, he's the son.
可能在肉体上来看，他是儿子。
Spiritually, he's God himself.
但是属灵上来看，他是神。
But yet, he willing to follow their parents.
但是他还是愿意听从他的父母。
It is a great virtue of the Lord Jesus.
这是主耶稣基督的一种非常好的美德。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 5.
我们看希伯来书第五章。
Chapter 5, verse 8 and 9.
希伯来书五章八到九节。
Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8 and 9.
希伯来书五章八到九节。
Although he was a son, he learned obedience from the things which he suffered. And having been made perfect, he became to all those who obey him the source of eternal salvation. They mentioned he learned obedience from the things which he suffered.
因为这里提到他因所受的苦难学会了顺从。
Humility is the first key for a Christian life.
对于我们基督徒的生活来讲，顺服谦卑是非常重要的。
We know that during the time of Daniel,
可能我们知道在但以理的时期
，King Nebuchadnezzar, he's a great king at that time.
当时尼布甲尼撒王是一个非常伟大的王。
He's the ruler of the great continent.
他统治了整个那个地区。
And he is a very smart person.
他是一个非常聪明的人。
He built the Babylon, the city, which is make a fortified city.
他是根据把45个城建立成一个
which is the two layer of the wall, which is the enemy can come, cannot actually to penetrate the wall actually.
他建立了巴比伦的城，那个城墙有两层，当敌人来的时候不能够攻陷这个城。
Two layer outside of the water to surround it, to protect it.
在城墙的外面还有一个护城河。
So one day he stand up, he look around there.
当他有一天他站起来看周围。
Then he think that he's so proud of himself.
他非常的骄傲。
It is that it is not Babylon the Great which I myself have built.
说这是我所建造的巴比伦。
And he mentioned my majesty.
那是我所建造。
At that time the sound come from heaven.
那时候这个声音是从天上的。
The word, the voice come from heaven saying that King Nebuchadnezzar to you it is declared sovereignty has been removed from you. Which is the authority of the king to remove from you. Which means from now on no longer the wisdom is within you.
这时候从天上声音来告诉他你不再做王你的智慧也会离开你。
Because when he lost his humility,
当他失去了他的谦卑
he lost entire his kingdom.
他失去了他整个的国家。
But it is the grace of God after seven period of time and then his wisdom coming back to him.
那之后他的后来他的智慧又回来。
But at that time he learned that,
但是他当时就学到了。
I have to be humble myself.
我必须要谦卑。
So, then during the time of Daniel, the king of Nebuchadnezzar, this story we can see why I have to be humble myself.
我们从这个故事就要反思为什么我们要谦卑自己。
No matter how great we are,
不管我们有多么的成功。
No matter how much I know,
不管我知道多少。
But if God take away my wisdom,
如果神拿走我的智慧。
If God take away my skill, God take away my inspiration,
神拿走我的智慧以及我的技能。
Then nothing is possible.
那没有什么是可能的。
So be humble all the time.
所以要不时常的谦卑。
And this is the great lesson that the book of Daniel and telling us for this story.
这是在但以理书给我们一个非常重要的教训。
And then our tongues we can say.
还有我们要控制我们的舌头。
Tongue is the one that most easily can express our complaint or easily express with our tongue to criticize others.
我们会用我们的舌头 去抱怨去指责别人
So it's good to keep our tongues
所以要保守我们的舌头
And please turn to Ecclesiastes
翻开传道书
Ecclesiastes chapter 5
传道书第五章
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 2
第五章第二节
Chapter 5 verse 2
五章二节。
Do not be hasty in a word or impulsive in thought to bring up matter in the presence of God. For God is in heaven and you are on the earth. Therefore, let your words be few. The wise man said, don't speak too much in front of God.
这里说你在神面前不可冒失开口。
Because we are weak.
因为我们很软弱。
The flesh is weak.
我们的肉体非常的软弱。
So easily we can express with the word that we can make error with our word.
有的时候我们的嘴巴会犯错误。
The once the word come out, we cannot bring it back.
等我们说出的话就没法再收回来。
We have to receive the consequence of what we said.
所以我们要保守我们所说的话。
So the, because endurance, the patience come, we have to watch over our emotion.
我们要忍耐的话，我们要保守好我们的情绪
，our heart，
我们的心
，and our desire，
我们的情欲
，and keep the humility，
保持谦卑
，keep our tongues，
保持我们的。
But once we have a bear of the fruit， and we can all this we've been controlled by the helping of the Holy Spirit。
当我们能够结圣灵的果子的时候，我们的生命就
then Christian life will be really turn to be very meaningful， turn out to be very helpful。To glorify God.
那我们基督徒的生命就会非常的荣耀神。
Especially the time of suffering.
尤其是在我们受苦的时候。
Our emotion that our heart getting shorter. That you know that times we easily get expressed.
当我们遇到苦难的时候，我们就会非常的失意。
But at that times we can control it.
但是我们那个时候也要控制我们自己。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12.
我们看罗马书十二章。
So when we have in the difficult time come upon to us, Romans chapter 12 verse 12.
罗马书十二章十二节。
Chapter 12 verse 12 says, "Rejoicing in the hope of persevering in the tribulation, devote to prayer." He mentioned about that, especially time of suffering or time that need our patience.
这里说到在患难中要忍耐。
And then we can focus on a devoted prayer.
那这样我们祷告才能够恒切。
So that we can gain the strength from the Lord.
这样我们就从神那里重新得力。
And we can overcome and we can make the victory.
我们可能就能够战胜这些患
难。And also that we are in the tour to the end time, so especially the end time, we need endurance.
因为我们现在离末世已经非常近了。
And please turn to James.
我们看雅各书。
James chapter 5.
雅各书第五章。
James chapter 5 from verse 7.
五章第七节。
And 7 to 11.
五章七节到十一节。
James chapter 5, verse 7 to 11.Be patient, therefore, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. Behold, the farmer waits for the precious produce of the soil, the being patient about it, until it gets an early and a later rains. You to be patient, strengthen your heart, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Verse 9. Do not complain, the brethren, against one another, that you yourself may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing right at the door. 10. As an example, brethren, of suffering and patience, take the prophet who spoke in the name of the Lord. 11. Behold, we count those blessed who endure. You have heard of the endurance of the Job and have seen the outcome of the Lord's dealing that the Lord is full of compassion and its mercy. And here the Elder James is talking about the importance of our patience and endurance.
这里雅各长老提到了忍耐的重要性。
Toward the end, he emphasized of the endurance.
在最后的时候，他再次强调这个忍耐。
Not only the James, but the Lord Jesus also require us for the great endurance, especially on the last day.
不光是雅各长老，耶稣也在他离世之前告诉我们，强调要忍耐。
The we know the turn to Matthew.
看马太福音。
And Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音二十四章。
Matthew chapter 24 verse 13.
二十四章十三节。
Chapter 24 verse 13. But the one who endured to the end, he shall be saved.
十三节，唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。
So when we when in our Christian life, coming of all the kind of these challenges, and also all the kind of toward the end time, we are in the situated.Endurance is a very important character.
在末世的时候，我们会有很多的挑战。那这样忍耐就是一个非常重要的。
God sometimes give willing to offer us sometimes all kinds of challenge and trial too.
神允许这些挑战发生在我们身上。
But then there is a purpose.
那是有原因的。
Because He wants to perfect, complete our faith.
他是让我们变得全备。
So when you are in a situation now.
当你在这样的情况当中时
，Then be rejoice，
要不住的喜。
I think that this morning I talk about you know when they encounter difficulties in your life, the moment you have to think about why this kind of a situation and challenges suffering in my hand。
当我们遇到患难的时候，我们要思考为什么这些会发生在我们身上。
For us, there's a great purpose.
对于我们来讲，这是一个有很重要的原因的。
James explained to us for this endurance, it's a great actually the blessing of our faith.
雅各就提到，这对我们来说是一种祝福。
James chapter 1,
雅各书第一章。
Chapter 1 verse from 2,
第二节。
They consider it all joy. James chapter 1 verse 2 says, consider it all joy.
这里说，你们落在百般试炼中。
And this is the consider you think about it, you pray about it.
这是你需要祷告的。
So the situation is not the moment of the joyful, but you can choose it as a joyful because the given your trials, given the situation, actually for you to be a blessing.
试炼并不是喜乐的，但是我们要学着喜乐，因为这是对我们的一种祝福。
Now, verse 2 says, accept it.
十二节说你要接受。
Because what you understanding come from the spirit, and knowing that the testing of your faith produce endurance.
因为知道你们信心经过试炼就生忍耐。
And verse 4.
第四节。
Let endurance have its perfect result.
但忍耐也当成功，使你们成完。
You may be perfect and complete.
使你们成全完备。
Lack in nothing.
毫无欠缺。
So this is the great reward.
这是一个非常大的奖赏。
If we learn this, the treasure of patience.
如果我们学到忍耐。
Life will be blessed by God.
我们的生活就会被神祝福。
Especially on the last day that we are situated, this brings us to the eternity for sure.
尤其是在我们末世的时候，我们要认识到，这会带领我们走向最后的永生。
There's one that very the we call the name of Simon, the Luke chapter 2.
有在路加福音第二章。
The Luke chapter 2 verse 25, the name they mention about the Simon.Chapter 2, verse 25. Behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, looking for the consolation of the Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him.
路加福音二章二十五节，在耶路撒冷有一个人名叫西面，这人又公义又虔诚，素常盼望以色列的安慰者来到，又有圣灵在他身上。
Actually, the Spirit of God promised him.
这是圣灵对他有有。Sorry.
Go ahead.
圣灵对他有有承诺。
Verse 26 said it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he.Had seen the Lord's Christ.
他得了圣灵的启示，知道自己在未死以前必看见主所立的。
But the Spirit of God never tells him the when.
但是圣灵从来没告诉他是什么时候。
So he's constantly waiting for the moment.
所以他就不住的等待。
But he has a desire to see the God's consolation.
但是他想要看到神的安慰者。
God knows he's waiting for that.
神知道他在等待。
So God promised to him.
所以神给他应许。
Later on, the way we know that when Jesus he brought the baby to the temple.
后来我们知道耶稣被带到圣殿的时候。
Then the Spirit of God the move his heart.
所以圣灵就感动西面。
So he can go there to see the Lord Jesus.
所以他可以走到那里去看耶稣基督。
At that time, Jesus was just a baby.
当时耶稣只是个婴孩。
But he knows he is the one, the Savior, the Lord.
但是西面知道耶稣就是那个基督。
So the verse 28 at that time, the Simon took this baby into his arm.
这时候西面就用手接过耶稣基督。
And blessed God.
然后祝福。
And then he praising God there.
他是称颂神。
And the verse 29, now the Lord thou dost let thy bond servant depart in peace according to thy word. And my eyes have seen thy salvation.
这里二十九节说，主啊，如今我可以照你的话释放仆人安然去世，因为我的眼睛已经看见你。
When I see these passages,
当我看到这里的时候。
How many people at that time knowing that this baby is the true God, it come from heaven as a savior?
当时有多少的人会知道这个婴孩就是以后从就是从天上来的救主？
But Simeon waiting for the God's consolation.
但是西面等候神的指示。
We do not know how long he actually waiting for this period of time.
我们不知道他等了多久。
But God knows he's waiting.
但是神知道他在等待。
To continue to pray to God.
他不断的向神祷告。
The Spirit of God ensure the secure for I will show you.
所以圣灵就告诉他，会让他看到。
So that we through the his patient, end up God showing him for the true, the Lord Jesus when he was in the baby.
因为他的耐心等待，他能够得见神。
If we waiting for the God's promise,
如果我们等候神的应许
，God always answer to us.
神会永远给我们一个答案。
Waiting for the Lord is a blessing.
等候神是一种祝福。
Patience is precious.
所以忍耐是非常宝贵的。
Make our life to be tasted.
所以让我们的生活生命更有价值。
One time I took the when I was a little with my friends, I took the you know the peach from in the front yard. You know when we have one tree at that time. When I was in Korea.
当我小的时候在韩国，我跟我的朋友在一个桃子树上摘下一个桃子。
I remember last year this tree gives us very sweet you know the peach.
我记得。去年的时候，他结出了非常甜的果子。
So my friends keep and let's take it, eat it. So okay, let's go, and then we pick a two.
所以我的朋友告诉他说，我们去拿着吃。
One you eat it, one I eat it.
我们一人一个。
Once I bite it, the first bite.
当我咬了一口之后
，It's so bitter.
非常的苦。
Tree actually to bear this the peach, actually some period of time later it turned to be sweet.
我们知道桃子等过一段时间之后就会更甜。
But I plucked it too early.
但是我摘的时候太早了。
So let us remember patience helping us life to be sweeter.
那我们要记得忍耐让我们的生命更加的甜。
God bless us and God continue to guide your life.
愿神继续保守我
们。Let you to bear this fruit of.Sweetness of this patient.
让我们能够结出这个忍耐的果子来。
Let's all, we can finish up this. Let us all pray in silence.
我们一起低头默祷。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let's all bow our heads and pray in silence. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our evening prayer. Before I speak a few words, let's sing one hymn, hymn 441.Let's just sing the first verse and the last verse. Let us rise and sing hymn 441. Verse 1 and verse 5. I give a quick encouragement before our evening prayer. I feel like it's happened so fast, but we're nearing the end of NYTS with technically 2 full days left, but if you think about it, there's actually only 1 full day of like classes and stuff because Saturday is Sabbath service. And I wanted to kind of have us ask ourselves, how are we feeling about it?Are some of us thinking about that we can kind of like wind down now because we're going closer and closer to the end? Because, you know, it's the last few days, like what can we do? Are some of us thinking about or breathing a sigh of relief because, you know, we can think about what we can have when we get back home where our beds are softer and we have more space? You don't have to share your shower.You're only using, you don't have to, right, you don't need a schedule, and there's no, like, cell phone policy for